This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
BJ and Jake.
Yeah.
And I said that I didn't believe it. Garth Brooks is in a world of trouble.
Yeah.
It does not look good, does it?
But I don't know. I mean, that's... I still believe him.
Let me read the texts.
But, yeah, but how do we prove that? I mean, she could have sent them to herself.
No.
Yeah, there's court screenshots documents. And...
Yeah, but
she's got to back it up.
But
his phone number's attached to it.
No, they said it's not.
According to the court documents, it is. It came from his phone.
But no, here's the thing. He uses multiple phones, it says, in the news story.
Yeah.
And with, like, different alias names or something. So I don't know how they could track that all back to
him. Yeah, me either. They said it was all burner
phone.
No, that's why it's a burner phone.
It's got a code. It's got the barcode. And they can go to the stores and they can find out where that phone came from. Absolutely. I watch a lot of crime shows. True. Burner phones can be tracked. Any phone can be.
Okay.
Yeah. But Garth Brooks, here's what the court documents say. A text message from her says, quote, "And that huge stick you carry, Roosevelt." That's it. Unquote.
What?
"That huge stick you carry, Roosevelt." Jamie.
What?
Down there. That huge stick, Roosevelt. Because Roosevelt, remember he carried a big stick?
Uh-huh.
Remember that? Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. And then his reply is, "I'll take that dick name. Thank you."
Nickname, by the way.
Nickname. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nickname. With an N, not a D.
Yeah.
All right. "I'll take that nickname. Thank you. I love you."
Here's what it says. It doesn't show me anything that says it's his phone number. The woman referred to as Jane Roe allegedly wrote, "And that huge stick you carry, Roosevelt," which he replied, "I'll take that nickname. Thank you. I love you." Brooks allegedly used more than one cell phone and sometimes would use different names and email addresses to communicate with Miss Roe. He would tell Miss Roe ahead of time that he would be sending her communications under a different name. Here's where it gets a little sketchy. I guess she asked him for money, and then he and Trish gave her some money. But then when they cut her off, that's when all of a sudden all this happened. So that's always suspicious, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It says, Brooks goes on to claim that he only became aware of the allegations on July 17th when he received a confidential demand letter that with all this stuff in it. It says the basis has no facts. She wanted to be a salaried employee with medical benefits. And once that was denied, she responded with that letter to him of outrageous allegations of sexual misconduct.
All right, let's say this. When this first came out with Garth Brooks, he's been accused of having this woman that's the hairdresser and makeup person for Trisha Yearwood, his wife.
15 years.
And he was, I guess, in a hotel room, blah, 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 wouldn't let her go to her own room and pretty much kept her captive in a way. All kinds of allegations here, okay? When it first came out, Jamie and I both said, we don't believe her story. We don't believe
her story. I still
don't. And I'm not sure I still do. I'm not sure. All I'm saying is this. If these texts turn out to be real, then he's in trouble.
Well, yeah.
And if they track this down, which they will be able to track down if it's actual or not. These are court documents. You can't just put this in as evidence and it be false. If you do, she's in a world of trouble herself. You can't do that in front of a judge. If these are, and I got a feeling they're real, and if they track them back to him and that burner phone, boom, he's in trouble big time.
Who knows? Yeah. Crazy. That's crazy.
Wouldn't you know it?
Well, I don't think he did anything.
And I went to the concert, too, out in Vegas, and there he gives those roses to find out that that could be fake. Oh, that's going to drive me nuts. that he really doesn't have a love for her, and he doesn't give her flowers every single show. Oh, it's going to drive me crazy.
Right?
I was counting on that was true love, man. Johnny and June.
Well,
right there.
I think it still is. I mean, I think he absolutely adores that woman, and like crazy adores her. Now, am I saying that he can't be a bad guy? No, I'm not, because obviously he had an affair on his original wife with Trisha Yearwood, although they said that they were already, you know, separated or whatever. But I don't, in the documentary, I don't really feel like that's the correct timeline, but they're saying so.
Yeah.
But I think that he just is so in love with that woman.
Yeah.
Like crazy in love with her.
All right. Well, we'll find out if it turns out to be true. They'll find out one way or the other with these court, hearings and investigations and all that crap.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com